Opisyal na ipinatawag ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang double dissolution election para sa 2 ng Hulyo. Ang kamara ay binuwag at lahat ng 150 pwesto para sa mababang kapulungan at 76 na pwesto para sa Senado ay bukas para sa halalan. Ang kampanya ay magtatagal ng 8 linggo at malamang na ito ay magpo-focus sa paglago ng ekonomiya, hanap buhay at edukasyon. Narito ang ulat. Sa wakas, ang paghihintay ay tapos na at ang panahon ng halalan ay magsisimula na. Hiniling ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa Gobernador General Peter Cosgrove na buwagin ang parehong mataas at mababang kapulungan at kumpirma na ang mga Australiano ay boboto sa 2 ng Hulyo. Sinabi ni Turnbull, ang kampanya ng halalan ng pamahalaan ay magpo-focus sa pang-ekonomiyang plano ni Ingat Yaman Scott Morrison na ipinahayag niya sa budget noong nakaraang linggo.
I have returned from visiting the Governor General, as you've observed, and the Governor General has accepted my advice to dissolve both houses of Parliament, effective tomorrow morning, and call an election for both houses, a double dissolution, on the 2nd of July. At this election, Australians will have a very clear choice: to keep the course, maintain the commitment to our national economic plan for growth and jobs, or go back to Labor with its higher taxing, higher spending, debt and deficit agenda.
Tiwala ang leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, sa kampanya sa halalan ng kanyang partido at sinabing ang Labor ay handa na para sa boto sa Hulyo. Sinabi ni Shorten, ang halalan ay paglalabanan sa mga isyu na ang paniniwala niya ay vital o mahalaga sa mayoriya ng mga Australiano.
I will fight this election on schools and education. I will fight this election for health, hospitals and Medicare. I will fight this election for real action on climate change. I will fight this election to help create a vibrant economy, growing jobs with reasonable conditions and security for all. I will fight this election to make Australia a fairer place where the needs of families, small businesses, the great bulk of Australians are placed at the top of the priority list.
Ipinaabot ng 20 punong ministro at leader ng Partido Nasyonal, Barnaby Joyce, ang mensahe ng pagkakaisa sa kanyang partido at Liberal at sinasabi niyang umaasa siya na magpapatuloy ang pamahalaan ng koalisyon sa susunod na parlamento. Sa talumpati ng kanyang electorate ng New England sa New South Wales, sinabi ni Joyce, nais ng mga butante na magkaroon ng pangmatagalang plano para sa Australia.
I think our electorate will make a clear choice about where their future lies and who has the best prospects of being able to deliver to their electorate over the longer term. But this is not an election about me. It's an election about our nation. It's an election about the prosperity of our nation. And there's one thing I can completely assure you, that the people of the New England are terribly proud to be part of this incredible nation called the Commonwealth of Australia. And they too know this is vastly greater than just a story about them.
Ginamit ng leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, ang kanyang tugon sa pahayag sa halalan na akusahan ang 2 partido ng pagbabaliwala sa tinatawag niyang renewable energy economy sa kanilang mga kampanya. Sinabi ni Senador Di Natale, ang pagbabaliwala sa kapaligiran ay makakaapekto rin sa pamahalaan.
We've got the government who talks about its economic plan for jobs and growth, and he's completely silent on the biggest driver of new jobs, of growth in Australia, and that is the transition to the clean economy. So ensuring that we get a thriving renewable energy industry, the thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs that will come from advanced manufacturing, from the installation of solar panels, from all of the things that will flow on from the renewable energy economy. That is where Australia's economic prosperity lies, and we've got two old parties that are stuck in the past, continue to prop up these old polluting fossil fuel industries.